Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Check out our online video picks. Every week we choose five videos from the web, which I anchor in a picks video. This week they include a clip that Bill Moyers put on the web of President Lyndon Johnson musing at the very beginning of the Vietnam War that it would be a bad thing to escalate the war. That's our five online video picks at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. So here's another case where some community members think the police overreacted. It's when over 30 young people were arrested in Bushwick last month on their way to a friend's wake. The arrests have spurred several community groups, led in part by some of the students involved, to form a new group, the Student Coalition Against Racial Profiling, or SCARP. So I'm joined now by three people involved in the new group, community activists Una Chatterjee and Jesus Gonzalez of the group Make the Road by Walking, and Asher Callender, a student at Bushwick Community High School and a founding member of SCARP. He was also there on that day. So welcome to WNYC, Una and Asher, and welcome back. Jesus, you were one of WNYC's radio rookies in the past, right?
Yes.
Remind people real quick, what was your piece on?
I did
time?
A story on guns in Bushwick in 2000. I also did another...
I remember that story.
A commentary on Bloomberg's education takeover, and yeah. That's
so welcome back. You're not a radio rookie anymore. I guess you're a radio veteran now. So Asher, remind our listeners what happened on May 21st. You were part of a group of how many kids heading to the subway to go to Coney Island for a friend's wake?
It was a group of about 30 or more so kids, you know, kids as young as 12 years old, both females, males. We actually all met up there at Bushwick because we wanted to proceed to his wake in Coney Island in the area. So me and the group of friends on the way there, while we were walking to the train station, on the Myrtle train station, police cut us off from both corners, from both main corners, and they hopped out on us, you know, very, very vulgarly and with a lot of anger, telling us to get on the walls, and they started checking us as if we did something wrong, or as if we were criminals. And the whole time we were asking them basically, you know, why were they doing this and why were they... some said, some didn't answer us, some told us shut the F up, others said this will all be over soon. Well, there was about 30 of us arrested. Many of the juveniles were sent home because they were too young to go through the system. The females that were 16 and over, they were sent home with summonses, and the males that were 16 and over, which was about 20 or so of us, were sent through the system.
The police say that the young man who had been killed, Donnell McFarland, whose wake you were going to, was a gang member, and that they, the police, had been alerted by council members and community leaders to the potential of violence, and that some of these kids were walking on cars and being disruptive. In fact, Brooklyn DA Joe Hines was on the show last week, and here's part of how he characterized the behavior.
We conducted an independent inquiry of that incident. We used my community relations specialist. I have one in, I have five of them actually in the county. We had many, many interviews with local store owners and people living in the neighborhood who were frankly scared to death of these kids. And not just walking on one car, they were trampling on all sorts of cars. It was almost like they were inviting their arrest.
Almost like they were inviting their arrests. They weren't just walking on one car, they were trampling on all sorts of cars.
Wow.
Do you dispute his findings?
That is completely false and fake. We were not doing anything of that sort. We were all on one side of the street, actually, on the left side, walking up. No one was trampling on cars. No one was dumb, running in the street, acting wild, giving the police any type of reason to arrest us. And Darnell was not no gang member, and they trying to stress this in every you know, newspaper article, and every interview with somebody. They try to paint this picture to people out there, to the millions reading and watching, you know, that we're this group of, you know, hoods and gangsters going to make a funeral rowdy, and that wasn't the case. We were students graduating. We were mourners of a friend. And we just wanted to go pay our respects like any other person in this constitution does the right way. And that's what we tried to do. We didn't we didn't get out of context or, you know, give police any type of reason to treat us the way they did and even arrest us, period.
Una Chatterjee, your group, Make the Road by Walking, Jesus, you're also a member, is known as an activist group in the city. We've done segments with them in the past having to do with things like getting translation services for people in city hospitals. Why did Make the Road by Walking get involved with this?
Well, I think you should know that those of us who are adults involved in this situation supporting these young people, we love young people. We love the young people in our neighborhood. And if there had been jumping on cars or anything like that, we would be the first people to say that wasn't appropriate. The real thing here that happened is we have parents, we have eyewitnesses telling us that nothing like that happened. And so what we feel like we need to do, what our responsibility is to not let anybody tell lies about the young people in our neighborhood, not even District Attorney Hines or Commissioner Ray Kelly.
Why would they make this up?
I think that they made a mistake and they need to justify it.
Jesus, tell us about the new group, SCARP. Tell us again what it stands for and why did a new group come out of this experience to focus on larger issues?
The Students Against Racial Profiling is just, it was kind of inevitable out of this situation. Like people from the community and from communities like Bushwick who face police harassment on a daily basis decided to come together on this issue. The students that got picked up happened to have supported teachers from Bushwick Community High School, happened to know, I happen to be an alumni from there and also am down with Make the Road by Walking. And we really decided to tackle this issue and put it out there that this is wrong. And they should not get away with this, and the police should be held accountable to this. So if not, it would have just been another case where young people from the community get harassed and the police officers get away with it. So the SCARP is trying to improve community relations with police officers and also holding the, like looking into ways to hold the community accountable to violence and also holding police officers accountable to the community.
Regarding holding the community accountable to violence, the Daily News published an editorial yesterday supporting the police commissioner's take on this, in which they called this case, I guess your version of this case, preposterous. And here's what the Daily News wrote, quote, "An 18-year-old identified by police as a ranking member of the Bloods gang last month gets himself shot and killed by a rival. His buds in Bushwick, many of them students at a last chance high school, decide to honor the deceased by marching en masse to his funeral wearing T-shirts with his picture."
I want to respond to that. I think that this is not only the students from the school are future graduates. Some graduating this June is when people say last chance school, it sounds like it's a bunch of like negative students. I'm in Hofstra University, and this school has provided many opportunities for me. And I think that I know for a fact, because I'm from Bushwick, born and raised in Bushwick, and I know people from the community, I know for a fact that Darnell was not a Blood or a gang member. So that, for me, kind of like tarnishes Mr. Kelly's credibility and also Hines' credibility on the information that they're receiving, because I know that this guy is not a gang member.
Asher, you go to the school now. You take this as a slur, last chance high school?
I take this as a slur, and so actually Ray Kelly's whole input on our situation just to show the respect and, you know, to refer to my friend as a Blood member and to us as gangsters and people who go to a last chance school is disrespectful and is just like a spit in the face to us. Just instead of, you know, owning up and saying, no, we were actually wrong and we made a mistake, they're actually tarnishing my friend's name and giving people the outlook that we're not, you know, that we're not average people, that we run wild in the streets and do things like this. But my school is definitely, I call not a last chance school, but a school to, you know, give you opportunities in life and show you that there's more out there than just the hood, actually, than average schools do.
Last chance school means technically that, what, you and the other kids in the school had dropped out or had some other problems at previous schools and then came to this.
And they actually, you know, turn your life around, get you on the right track, get you looking towards college, want you to be involved towards the community more, you know, get you getting a job. And the school is basically a great place where you can, you know, get your head straight and get your life together at.
I think that it's important to notice also this school is an example of something the Bloomberg administration deserves a lot of credit for. Bloomberg has invested tons of resources in creating small learning communities like Bushwick Community High School, and they're working. There are teachers who care. There are teachers in this instance who cared enough to show up at central booking until every single one of their students was released and talk them through and their families through how they should cope with the situation. And that's the kind of adults we need working with our young people. And then the police department, the mayor's own police department, is sending a completely different message and undermining the work that these people are doing.
Ray Kelly's version is that he and his department are going out of their way to protect the kids at that school and everybody in the neighborhood. They say since the killing of Donnell McFarlane, there have been like 25 other shootings in the area. They released these statistics just for Bushwick Community High School, confiscated 23 guns, 111 pellet guns. Oh, this is, I'm sorry, citywide.
Yes.
Just recently, 111 pellet guns, 224 knives, 135 box cutters in this academic year. That's citywide in schools. And so they feel they're on the side of your safety.
Yeah, and I just like to answer to that. Going through what happened to us that day, you know, if you're trying to protect us, why don't you, if you really feel like you're a police service and you want to secure people from being hurt, why don't you actually escort us to the funeral instead of running up on us and not reading us our rights, not giving us the chance to go mourn our friend's death? And while we were arrested, they bought us $30 in food, and we didn't receive any of that. We were locked up at 1:30 and didn't receive any food till near 2 in the morning. And all we received was a hamburger from McDonald's and a soda when our family bought us $30 in Burger King. So, you know, for them to say that they're really trying to protect us and secure us is not the fact, because they treated us like animals and disrespectful when we were in their custody.
Here's another clip of DA Joe Hines on this show last week. Tell me if you think this is a kind of backdoor admission that he made a mistake.
None of those kids are going to be prosecuted. They're not going to go to jail. We are going to offer every one of them community service.
Again, Asher, since you were personally involved, what do you think of that?
Why should I be offered community service for something that I did not do? For unlawful assembly, when I thought the First Amendment in the Constitution was you have the right to assemble peacefully, and that's exactly what we did. We did nothing other, you know, outside of the fact. And for us to get off with days of community service is oblivious. We deserve to have those charges dropped, and we will fight until we have those charges dropped.
Una Chatterjee from Make the Road by Walking. Do you think gang activity is on the rise in Bushwick?
Well, I just want to say something in response to what Asher just said. I feel like, you know, DA Hines is a little behind the curve. These young people have been meeting in our office every day since this incident occurred, talking about not only how to deal with police accountability issues in our community, but how to deal with the tragedy of violence. We don't want more Latino and African American young men dying. That's a problem in our community. That's a problem whether or not the DA and the police commissioner are paying attention. And they're trying to figure out ways to stem that tide of violence and to make it a safer community. They're already doing community service. They don't need anybody to send them to do community service.
So, Jesus Gonzalez, since you said before that the group SCARP is against both community violence and police misbehavior, do you see any potential for common ground here for the police and community to come together around, even because of this issue maybe, and work together to fight for your common goals?
Community violence also includes police brutality and violence against each other. So I think that There's a large potential of what can come out of this. It's a newly formed group, and we're looking forward to looking into ways to make the community safer and make the community aware of the issues that we face and why violence is high in the community. Or, you know, like maybe, I mean,
I think our focus right now is to demand the respect that these young people deserve from the police department and the mayor's office and get these charges dropped. And then to come together and actually, you know, we do have a strong interest in having in dialoguing with Commissioner Kelly and the mayor about these issues.
And have they been responsive? The op-ed in the Daily News on Sunday by the police commissioner would indicate that he's taking a defensive position against
the group. It's really like a Giuliani-style attack mode. It's not, he hasn't initiated dialogue. After this tragedy with our community, he hasn't initiated dialogue. Instead, he's making all sorts of charges, most of which we feel are unsubstantiated, about the young man who was killed and the young people who were involved.
Which are unsubstantiated.
Yeah.
And it is interesting, that particular charge, unlawful assembly, that doesn't say that you were trampling on cars or committing any other acts of violence. It just says that you were getting together illegally. Now, I don't know. Now, some of the kids were charged with disorderly conduct, which is more of a behavior charge. But I know Bob Herbert has written in his New York Times column that no one's been able to substantiate that claim. There are no witnesses coming forward to that, as far as he knows, and there's only the police officer's word against your word.
Yeah, because the police officer's words are false. Of course, you're going to hear from police officers saying that they were trampling on cars, but they were people that were just out there on the street that day, real eyewitnesses that seen what happened and seen us walking. And actually, also, at the time of the bus, there was a helicopter in the air that showed the police, you know, taking us into these police cars, but never showed when the police first arrived on the scene, which could have obviously have shown us from a helicopter's point of view being in the middle of the streets or running on cars.
Jesus Gonzalez from Make the Road by Walking. Do you think there's an increase in gang activity in Bushwick?
I'm kind of stuck right now. I'm sorry.
I think that the focus of our organization is not to monitor gang activity in the community. The focus of our organization is to support community residents and making the community a stronger and more vibrant place, and that's exactly what we're doing.
Wouldn't that involve, kind of a multifaceted thing, obviously focusing on abuses by the authority, but also when you say making the neighborhood a more positive place?
I feel like the trick with this question is that I don't think the police, I don't think anybody has a clear understanding of what we exactly mean when we're talking about gang activity. There's so much misunderstanding and confusion around it, and nobody really has stopped to consider the way that issue pervades young people's lives in our community. It's a complex thing.
Talk about that a little bit.
Well, I think that oftentimes there are things about sort of style and dress and vocabulary that many people attribute to sort of being affiliated with gangs, and I don't think that that's necessarily the way that young people, I think that young people may dress a certain way and have nothing to do with violence, be staunchly opposed to violence, and I feel like it's really, really criminal for adults to group people together without stopping and talking to people about why they're doing certain things, when they're doing it, what the rationale might be for doing it. It's dangerous to put labels on our young people instead of dialoguing with them.
And
it's contradictory, accusing young people of being gangsters, but yet you're acting gangster. You know, you're acting like a gangster by pulling out guns and rounding people up and not telling them what and cursing at them.
The powers that be are holding this out there as a big danger. But their only response to it is to arrest 33 young people who were on their way to a funeral who were innocent of any wrongdoing. That doesn't make me feel safe.
Right. Well, they would say it's hardly their only response. But the visual trigger in this case, as I understand it, Escher, was you guys wearing T-shirts with Donnell McFarlane's picture. Is that accurate?
Yes, that's right.
So you're saying that had to do with your friend. That had to do with the individual and who you were going to mourn, and the police mistakenly took that as a symbol of gang membership.
And actually, to really put these people on the spotlight, and when we were in the 83rd Precinct, they interrogated us, and they showed us pictures of this so-called PBF gang that was part of the retaliation, of who they thought would be in the beef for part of the retaliation. But out of the 33 people that was arrested, I seen not one picture of anybody there. And I did not see a picture of my friend Darnell McFarlane. So if the police have these resources as him being a high-ranking blood, why don't you have your picture in those PBF files that you have of him being a high-ranking blood if he is in fact so that?
We're just about out of time. What do you each hope will come out of this in the long run? Una Chatterjee for Make the Road by Walking?
Well, I think we've already seen that young people in our neighborhood are capable, smart, and are responding to the situation in a way that really preserves the dignity and humanity of our neighborhood. So Make the Road by Walking is committed to continuing to support that.
Asher Callender from Bushwick Community High School.
Myself and the student coalition will continue to fight against racial profiling. We continue to fight to have our charges dropped, and we continue to have a dialogue with the police commissioner, Ray Kelly, the mayor, and with the captain of the 83rd, who they said sanctioned the arrest, just so we can have a dialogue and get to sit down and speak to them and get to know why these things are going down, or just so we can reach some resolutions.
Jesus Gonzalez from Make the Road by Walking.
I think that it'll strengthen the community, and we'll continue to work against social injustices in the community. This is just one example of what happens regularly in the community. It's a regular practice with the NYPD, and hopefully the relationship between the NYPD and the community can improve, and there can be some real accountability to each other.
Thank you all for coming in. Good luck to you. Asher, good luck in high school.
All right, thanks a lot.
And good luck in the community.
Thank you very much.
Have a nice day, man.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC coming up in a minute. Who knows the soccer tacos at the ball fields in Red Hook? How would you like them to be sold to the highest bidder? Stay tuned and we'll talk about it.